You know what's crazy? Nothing's crazy anymore. We've reached peak normalization in America, folks. 10 years ago, if someone told you that a former president would be selling golden sneakers while running for office again, you'd have checked him into a mental health facility. Today, we just scroll past it like it's a coupon for Arby's. Remember when a politician misspelling potato was a career-ending scandal? Now we have elected officials live-tweeting conspiracy theories at 3 a.m., and we're like, well, at least they used proper punctuation. What? We've normalized everything. Everything. Your neighbor could tell you they're starting a cult based on cryptocurrency and essential oils, and you'd just be like, oh, cool, is there a referral bonus? 10 years ago, if airlines started charging you for breathing, people would have rioted. Today, they charge us for carry-ons, legroom, and the privilege of not getting dragged off the plane, and we just accept it. Well, at least the peanuts are still. Oh wait, they took those away too. Social media has broken our shock meters completely. Someone could post, just saw a raccoon driving an Uber, and we'd heart react it without blinking. But show us a photo of someone wearing socks with sandals, and suddenly we're the morality police. We've gotten so used to chaos that normal news doesn't even register anymore. Breaking! Local politician keeps campaign promises, pays taxes on time, and speaks in complete sentences. And we're like, yeah, right, what's the catch? What's he hiding? Remember when reality TV was just people eating bugs on an island? Now reality TV is reality, and reality is just people eating bugs on social media for likes. We've gone full circle, except now the bugs have their own TikTok accounts. 10 years ago, if someone said robots would be 10 years ago, if someone said robots would be delivering our food while we argue with other robots about whether the earth is flat, we'd have laughed. Or why? Today, my Roomba has better social skills than half my relatives, and honestly, it's probably better informed too. We've normalized being outraged about everything and surprised by nothing. It's like our emotional thermostat is broken. Nuclear war threatens?
Tuesday.
Someone puts pineapple on pizza? Call the authorities! The weather forecaster could say, tomorrow's forecast, raining fire with a chance of locusts. And we just grab our umbrellas and update our LinkedIn status to experienced in apocalyptic weather conditions. You know, we've hit peak normalization when the most shocking thing that could happen would be if everything just went normal. Like, if politicians started working together, corporations paid fair taxes, and everyone agreed on basic facts, we'd probably assume it was some kind of elaborate prank or alien mind control. But hey, at least we're consistent. We're consistently inconsistent, predictably unpredictable, and we've successfully normalized being completely abnormal. And if that's not the most American thing ever, I don't know what is. So here's to us, folks, the generation that made unprecedented times precedented. We took the phrase, expect the unexpected, and said, cold my kombucha, watch this.